Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. This is episode 24. And what I'm hoping to do today is to move into the sphere of the angels, the voices of angels. And hence this program today is called Angelic Voices Part 1, Sacred and Secular Ecstasy. So it's really about songs, and in this case today, in this episode, by women, women's voices, women's choruses. We're going to explore from very different areas of the world and styles and genres of music, which is what we do here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Eclectic, esoterica, and just really all over the place. Thank you for joining me today. Let's just get into our tracks today. We are following up at this time of year, this notion of holidays or holy days. We explored last week jazz, holy jazz, jazz with, of the spirit. Today we move into the voices of the angels.
So Este día a ti, virgencita, mi morenita, mi reina, esta canción te dedico en esta nota perfecta, en un humilde regalo para la reina perfecta. Mi voz es la de la gente que siempre ha estado contigo, tus seguidores de siempre, los más fieles de tus hijos. Las voces que has escuchado son las de tu pueblo unido. Hasta el cielo llegará esta canción a una reina. Segura la escucharás, mi virgencita morena. Cobíjanos con la sombra del manto que te venera. A ti, hermosa virgencita, alabanzas te llevamos, y un ramo de florecitas, de las que a ti te han gustado, de Castilla hermosas rosas, de las que tú has transformado. En ese manto bendito, tu rostro quedó grabado, te venimos a cantar hasta este sitio sagrado, conocido el Tepeyac, donde tú te has revelado. Hermanos, vengan y gocen, reciban la bendición de nuestra Virgen María, tráiganle su corazón, que ya por el mundo entero se siente la devoción.
Yeah, there you have Mi Virgencita Morena. That's by Rosenda Bernal from her recording Con Banda y Mariachi. And of course, this is a wonderful example of the devotion to the syncretic religiosity of the Virgin of Guadalupe, my Black Virgin. And we opened up the set with Sister Rosetta Tharpe from her album The Swinging Gospel Queen, 1939-1947, with Beams of Heaven, touching upon a little bit of the gospel vibe there that we are exploring with these angelic voices. I'd like to now switch over to each program. I want to feature a global jukebox item, a recording that appears on the Global Jukebox, the Alan Lomax collections that are online in this amazing research tool. And I wanted to play a track from the Global Jukebox, and it's a women's chorus that was composed by the song leader for a special occasion. And let's listen to it, and then I'll share a little bit of the information about this particular recording.
Antina Abulle se budare le mamani nani, mai che toro carnale vamo.
Ai nada vangi la banna
la carre già di budare mano. A vere da di bunare da già di dogunda. Abulle se budare le mamani nani, mai che toro carnale
vamo. Abulle se budare le
mamani nani, mai che
This is a field recording from 1967. And I have to tell you that we are really happy to be able to bring some of this music to you. It was recorded by Roxanne Cornick Carlisle and from the Eastern Sahara, the East Sudan region, and the Tolod people, Tolodi Cultural Language Group. And again, a female chorus with the leader for a special dance occasion. That's something that we hear on the Global Jukebox, and we're going to try to feature more of the music from the Global Jukebox, at least one track a week, a special track that relates to our theme, which in today's case is angelic voices. And those were angelic voices indeed. Now, I'd like to switch over to one of my very favorite women's voices. This voice I fell in love with, I don't know how many years ago, many, many years ago. And I've just been worshiping Sister Marie K. Ruse. I'm going to play two tracks from Sister Marie, and very much from the Eastern European polyphonic chanting tradition. Very much influenced by the Middle East and the Syrian traditions of chanting. So let's get right to it. Sister Marie K. Ruse, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, Hurdy Gurdy Songs with your host, Jorge.
Ya Mariana mala tengye raja ra pole maju
قدوم رابو
Last piece was the Chant de l'Office de la Nativité in the Syrian tradition, and a great example of this Byzantine chant, which merges Christianity and a lot of the makamat, the Arab scales, the rhythms of the phrasing of this music from this region. This is sacred music. And before that was a more secular piece by Sister Marie Kairouz, Abu Dakushto, which is, you can hear the oud, you can hear the hammered zithers, a lot of the instrumentation of the Middle East, and even to the extent of Central Asia, Eastern Europe. You hear this kind of vocal, but Sister Marie Kairouz, she taps into something I think that is just so so sublime. I hope you enjoyed that, Sister Marie Kairouz. Again, thank you for joining me today on this Angelic Voices episode of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. A couple of announcements. Again, if you are in the Brooklyn, New York area and want to join us, we're going to have a party. It's going to be Thursday in a couple of days, December 13th, at the Braven Brewing Company in Bushwick. And if you RSVP to radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018, let me repeat that, radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018, you can get 2 free beer tickets at the party, plus access to the very, very exclusive VIP area. We are very grateful to the Braven Brewing Company for supporting this local community internet radio station, which we broadcast out of Bushwick, Brooklyn. And as you can hear from our many programs, everything from Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit to the new Latin world, my friend David Little, please support us. You can go on and support us at through donations at our website, which is at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Okay, let's get back to the angels. This next piece I want to introduce is by a dear friend of mine who I just had the chance to visit with out in New Mexico. And it's a wonderful piece that she put out a few years back, and amazing collaboration. Let's just get to it, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about, again, the context of this hurdy-gurdy song. Here is Nuestra Señora de Lexington.
Lay, le, lo, lay, le, lo, lay, lay, lo, le, lo, lay, lay, le, lo, lay, Magdalena la sublime, la patrona del solsticio, la que en nuestro beneficio con sus lágrimas redime. Su evangelio se reprime, su enseñanza el mundo ignora, la tildan de pecadora. Cuando apóstol santo fue mi María de la fe, nuestra divina señora, mi María de la fe, nuestra divina señora.
Thank you.
Wow. Planino. Planina by the artist Planina doing Dobro Došle. Again, a good example of Eastern Europe, Macedonian in this case, singing, very close part singing that you find in Eastern Europe. And before that, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the previous recording, Nuestra Señora de Lexington. This is a song that it's in the Seis Fajardeño style of música jíbaro, the music of Puerto Rico, folk music of Puerto Rico, using the decimas, the poetry structure. And this song, Nuestra Señora de Lexington, is a song that Raquel Z. Rivera co-arranged with Brian Vargas. She sent me some wonderful thoughts that I want to share with you. She worked with Brian as music director of a band by the name of Ojos de Sofia. And this song is a playful nod towards the years of intense searching, learning, and co-creating with a partner in this Magdalenic adventures, Magdalena, La Virgen de Magdalena. And she worked with an artist by the name of Tanya Torres. I had an opportunity to see them in New York many years ago, a few years back. During those years, both Tanya and Raquel lived in East Harlem on Lexington Avenue, and they decided that Mary Magdalene was the patroness of the artistic, historical, and spiritual voyage that they were undertaking. The lyrics in the song celebrate Mary Magdalene as a Christ figure, but in a mythological, not religious sense. Raquel says, "I feel passionately about the Magdalena, but I don't, in quotes, believe, end quote, in her." This project is not about belief, or rather, it's not about literal belief. I believe in Mary Magdalene like I believe in the music and poetry that most touches me. So this was a project of inner growth and discovery for Raquel and her creative partners. It's about balancing devotion and sacrilege. It's about music and poetry that rise from the ashes of her personal childhood and evangelical indoctrination. It's about mystical atheism. So here on this kind of song, a hurdy-gurdy song, we really can delve into songs that kind of straddle the sacred and the secular and also maintain very distinct connections to each of those and more. Practices of singing as a faith-based practice. In any case, I'm going to move on to a piece by a female chorus, the Makwa female chorus, and we'll listen to a couple more tracks. I hope you're enjoying this episode of Angelic Voices on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Till next time.
Mora vale, 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 mora
Hey, oh, hey, hey, ha, hey, ah, yo, ha, ya. Hey, oh, hey.
Nitani's Kit Largo, very popular Native American singer, Anishinaabe Ojibwe, doing a piece called Euphony, and clearly a contemporary song pushing the limits of the solo or women's chorus with very deep harmony. And the reason I played this piece is because it relates to the previous piece in the sense that Makwa singers that we heard in the previous recording, we heard a Makwa female chorus, that's from the Bantu Congo region of sub-Saharan Africa. And they both share this Makwa term. And I wanted to make this connection between Africa and Native American Ojibwe, specifically cultures. Interesting notion that women singers are connected. In fact, all women singers are connected, as we're hearing in this program of Angelic Voices. My name is Jorge. Please, your thoughts on this program, suggestions, comments, radiofreebrooklyn.org. My email, again, Jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. And please support this community program, this community station. We have a newsletter that you can sign up at our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And you can keep up to date with our new programs. You know, there's one thing about this station is that it's really developing into something very, very unique. And the more you share this with your friends and family, and the more we can convene together and communicate through our programs, such as Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. I hope you're enjoying today's program. Let's get to switching it up now to a Colombian singer by the name of Lucia Pulido. And a traditional Colombian song known as a bunde de San Antonio. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we get back. But for now, Velo que bonito.
Bajando con ramo de flores lo van adorando. Velo qué bonito lo vienen bajando. Oh,
Velo Que Bonito by Lucia Pulido and Satoshi Takeuchi, a traditional Colombian song known as Bunda de San Antonio. This is typically played with only a tambora, a typical Afro-Indo-American drum. And now the Queen.
Ah!
I want to thank you for joining me today on this exploration of angelic voices. Of course, Aretha Franklin. Amazing Grace. Until next time, wishing you best peace, love, and understanding, and good communication.
It's gonna lead me at the